Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
A landmark hearing as the Supreme Court considers whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity against criminal prosecutions from his time in office.
If there's no threat of criminal prosecution, what prevents the president from just doing whatever he wants?
Could it further delay his federal election interference trial? Plus the big developments in Trump's so-called hush money trial. The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with the Supreme Court and the unprecedented case of presidential immunity before the justices. At issue is whether former President Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for what he claims were official acts while in office. The decision will have major implications on the special counsel's election interference case against Trump, as well as this year's presidential race. Trump wasn't at today's oral arguments at the Supreme Court. He was in a courtroom in Lower Manhattan, where he is mandated to appear for his trial for falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair. In addition, Trump is facing criminal trials in Georgia and Florida. And in just the last 24 hours, Trump was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in Arizona and Michigan over fake elector schemes. We have team coverage of today's major developments, and CBS's Jan Crawford will start us off from the Supreme Court.
In nearly 3 hours of historic arguments, the justices emphasized their decision will go beyond former President Donald Trump.
Whatever we decide is going to apply to all future presidents.
No president has ever faced criminal prosecution, and some justices, while emphasizing a president is not above the law, focused on what precedent the case will set.
History tells us it's not going to stop. It's going to cycle back and be used against the current president or the next president and the next president after that.
I am concerned about future uses of the criminal law to target political opponents.
Trump is arguing he has absolute immunity as president from prosecution for official acts during his tenure in office, including efforts to overturn the 2020 election. He made the point again before entering a New York courtroom on trial today in one of four criminal cases against him.
The president has to have immunity. This has nothing to do with me.
But that sweeping argument of absolute immunity is one the justices, liberal and conservative, seemed almost certain to reject.
If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
The framers did not put an immunity clause into the Constitution. Wasn't the whole point that the president was not a monarch and the president was not supposed to be above the law?
Instead, the justices appear to be focused on a middle ground where presidents may have some immunity from prosecution for official acts, as Justice Clarence Thomas asked at the very beginning of the argument.
How exactly would we determine what an official act is?
That question may take time. The court has never decided it, but the clock is ticking if Special Counsel Jack Smith can prosecute Trump before the election.
And Jan joins us now. So if the justices rule that he has some limited immunity, how long could this take? What's the timeline?
Well, Nora, I wouldn't expect a decision before June. It's a complicated case, and the justices know it's going to be the law long after they leave the Supreme Court. But that's what Special Counsel Jack Smith asked for. He actually said the justices should expedite this case so that they could have a decision by the end of the term. So that's what they're going to do. Whether or not this is going to go past too long before an election will be held in November, that's going to be up to how the court writes it and whether there are still issues left for lower courts to resolve. Nora?
All right, really interesting. Jen Crawford, thank you. Instead of being at those Supreme Court hearings, Donald Trump was in a courthouse in Lower Manhattan for his so-called hush money trial. That's where we find CBS's Robert Costa. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening, Nora. Former President Donald Trump isn't attacking David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, just yet. But Pecker's testimony today here in Lower Manhattan could threaten Trump, offering new details about that alleged catch-and-kill operation to influence the 2016 election.
This morning, former President Trump weighed in on a key witness in his criminal trial, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker.
It's been very nice. I mean, David's been very nice. He's a nice guy.
Trump has known Pecker for decades, and prosecutors allege the pair, along with former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, engaged in a conspiracy to suppress negative stories about Trump as he ran for president in 2016. Pecker told jurors just after the Access Hollywood tape surfaced weeks before the election.
I just start kissing them.
Discussions about what to do with Stormy Daniels heated up. The adult film star was, according to Pecker, shopping the story of her alleged affair with Trump. Pecker testified he didn't have the $120,000 she wanted, so he told Cohen to buy and bury her story, saying if he didn't and the story gets out, the boss is going to be very angry with you.
The DA's case is really rises and falls with David Pecker's testimony because he is the linchpin behind their theory of this sort of conspiratorial scheme to influence the election.
Pecker also testified about an agreement with former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who says she had a 10-month affair with Trump, which he denies. Pecker acknowledged AMI, which then owned the Enquirer, paid $150,000 for her story just weeks before the election and never published it.
If Donald Trump hadn't been running for president, do you believe this deal would have been made with AMI? Knowing what you know now.
Probably not. No.
In his testimony, Pecker said the payment orchestrated with Michael Cohen was done because they didn't want the story to embarrass Mr. Trump or hurt the campaign. Pecker said he asked Cohen who would foot the bill. He responded, the boss, meaning Trump, will take care of it. Meanwhile, Trump's legal challenges expanded overnight. His former lawyer Rudy Giuliani and chief of staff Mark Meadows were among more than a dozen people indicted in a scheme in Arizona to falsely declare Trump as the 2020 winner.
Donald J. Trump?
Trump himself was named as an unindicted co-conspirator.
Pecker also made a stunning new allegation that's never been heard before, that he engaged with Hope Hicks and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, then White House staffers, along with Trump, about Karen McDougal's contract, raising new questions about the Trump administration's implication in this case. Nora?
Robert Costa, thank you. Tonight, a stunning blow to the case that sparked the Me Too movement. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein had his felony sex crime convictions overturned today by New York's highest court. CBS's Jerika Duncan has been covering the story since the scandal broke in 2017. And a warning, some of the details are disturbing.
Tonight, disgraced former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein remains behind bars after a New York appeals court ruled he did not receive a fair trial. Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Idala.
This was a case about perversion. Well, in that courthouse, the trial, the laws were perverted because there was so much pressure, because Harvey was the face of this movement, that he had to be convicted.
The court found that in 2020, the judge, quote, erroneously admitted testimony by allowing women who were not part of the case to testify that Weinstein had assaulted them. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
He would get a more fair trial, according to the Court of Appeals, because these other prior bad act witnesses will be excluded.
The decision comes more than 4 years after the 72-year-old was found guilty and sentenced to 23 years in prison for sexually assaulting two women. Lauren Savon, who never testified in court, says in 2007, Weinstein masturbated in front of her at a dinner party.
Do you think overturning Harvey Weinstein's conviction has an impact on whether or not people who say they've been sexually assaulted decide to speak out?
It will 100% have a chilling effect on victims coming forward. I mean, think about it. Think about how hard it is to come forward in the first place. You know, whether or not you're even believed.
The New York District Attorney plans to retry the case, but keep in mind Harvey Weinstein faces a 16-year sentence in California for sexual assault. His attorneys say they want to look at that case too. Nora.
But for now, he's in jail. Jerika Duncan, thank you. Well, now to those growing pro-Palestinian demonstrations embroiling college campuses. Today, we've seen tensions rise at more than a dozen schools from coast to coast. Since last week, hundreds of campus protesters have been arrested. One major university today canceling its graduation. CBS's Jason Allen has new details tonight on the campus chaos.
Campus crackdown at Atlanta's Emory University. Police tore down tents erected this morning, and some appear to be tased by police. Some students and faculty were led away in handcuffs. Here at the University of Texas, Austin, dueling protests. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters facing off on campus with security watching.
It is my understanding that University of Texas at Austin funds research that Israel directly benefits from.
On the campus of USC, the LAPD used their batons to disperse a large crowd of protesters late last night, the school canceling the main stage commencement ceremony. CBS's Nancy Chen is at Columbia University.
Dozens of tents remain here at Columbia University as we near a midnight deadline. School administrators have set to clear this lawn. Right outside it, Israeli flags. And some Jewish students we spoke to say they feel scared to be on campus.
Many of us knew people or at the music festival or that live nearby. I'm sorry, I'm getting very emotional about that. And adding to that, the situation where people scream hateful speech, who have harassed and attacked both verbally and physically people, is just making it impossible to be here.
Back here in Austin, student demonstrators are still here. They are on campus tonight. Police are close by, but they are not making any efforts to clear this space the way that they did yesterday. Nora?
Jason Allen, thank you. President Biden joined 17 other world leaders today, demanding that Hamas release the hostages it took more than 6 months ago in its unprecedented attack on Israel. This comes the day after Hamas released a propaganda video showing one of the five Israeli-American hostages still believed to be alive. CBS's Deborah Pata spoke with his mother today.
The last time Rachel Goldberg-Pollan heard from her son Hirsch was over 200 days ago in a text message saying, I love you, as he was being taken hostage on October 7.
Shalom.
That is until yesterday, when he appeared with an amputated hand, an injury sustained during the attack on a Hamas propaganda video.
Hirsch and I are both left-handed. Now he's not left-handed anymore. It was truly just an overwhelming moment.
Goldberg-Pollan has urged her son to stay strong.
We are telling you, we love you, stay strong, survive.
It was a very powerful moment as a mother.
I don't know if he hears it or if he feels it or if he knows it, but I am ordering him to survive. So many people were so emotional because they really have not thought he was alive.
Remarkably, Goldberg-Pollan's anguish over her son's abduction has not prevented her from seeing the suffering of others.
Hundreds of thousands of innocent people in Gaza are suffering, and I know one of them really well, and his name is Hirsch.
Her message to those negotiating a deal.
It requires loving and caring about your people more than you hate the other. Let's be human. Let's figure it out. And let's end this.
It's enough, she said. It's now time for the hostages to come home. Deborah Patter, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Very powerful. Tonight, we continue our CBS News investigation into one of the dark sides of online dating romance scams. In our final installment, CBS's Jim Axelrod takes a look at what law enforcement can do to combat this billion-dollar crime wave.
I never thought that this could happen to our family.
When Kelly Gao's widowed mother, Laura Kowal, went on Match.com, she eventually was scammed out of $1.5 million. Laura's life would end at 57, her body found in the Mississippi River.
We are constantly chasing our tails.
David Parrish is the sheriff in Lewis County, Missouri, where Laura's body was discovered.
Online romance scams are a scourge. We deal with it every other week.
But like law enforcement in small towns across America, Sheriff Parrish says he doesn't have the resources to fully investigate these online scam cases, even when a body washes ashore.
We are always behind the eight ball on this.
But it's not just Sheriff Parrish who's frustrated.
It's a substantial problem, and it's one that's rapidly accelerating.
Arun Rao, the Justice Department official in Washington overseeing romance scam cases, says his main challenge is that the scammers are far away. The FBI has participated in operations in the West African nations of Nigeria and Ghana. Rao traveled there last fall.
We were shown video of scammers using artificial intelligence-enhanced video technology. And so it appeared to the victim that they were speaking to another American citizen.
It's like a little chilling as you're describing it.
It is chilling, and it also makes it challenging for law enforcement to intervene.
But this former scammer, who spoke to us from the West African country of Ghana, offers a key insight into combating these crimes.
You cannot do that thing without the online dating site.
You need those online dating platforms.
Definitely. Definitely.
A 2019 Federal Trade Commission lawsuit alleged that between 2013 and 2018, as many as 25 to 30% of Match.com members who register each day were using Match.com to perpetrate scams. In a statement, Match Group told us, "We believe the FTC allegations have no merit."
Hi, how are you?
Good. Jim Axelrod from CBS News.
After 6 months of asking for an interview, we finally approached Bernard Kim, the CEO of Match Group, which operates at least a dozen dating platforms, including Hinge, OkCupid, and Tinder.
And we've talked to scammers in Africa. They say there's no issue. There's no problem setting up fake profiles.
I mean, if you've looked at our community standards, our guidelines, we've reshifted the way that we've addressed people that can come into our platforms. We're working really, really hard every single day to make sure that people are authentic.
Match told us they removed 96% of improper accounts within a day and use both AI and human moderators to remove bad actors.
To your customers who have lost a lot of money, hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars, life savings, or the relatives of people who've even lost their lives, what do you have to say to them?
Look, I mean, things happen in life that's really difficult. I have a tremendous amount of empathy for things that happen. But, I mean, our job is to keep people safe on our platforms. That is top foremost, most important thing to us.
One more note about the Match Group. Last month, they announced a new head of trust and safety. That's the corporate office responsible for customer security. Nora?
Jim Axelrod, thank you. More traces of bird flu are found in America's milk supply. What's being done about it next?
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, there's new evidence that bird flu is more widespread among America's dairy cows. The FDA says the virus has been detected in about 1 in 5 tested samples of milk taken from stores. Health officials say this is likely not a threat to humans because of pasteurization. The dairy industry has been ordered to now test cows being transported across state lines for possible infection. Big changes are coming to school cafeteria menus. We'll have the details next. The federal government is issuing new standards to lower the amount of sugar and salt in breakfasts and lunches served in schools. Next year, there will be new limits on added sugar in foods like cereal and flavored milk. Sodium levels will be cut by 10 to 15% by 2027. We'll be right back with tonight's Heart of America.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America is celebrating the oldest living former Major League Baseball player turning 100 today. Former New York Yankees pitcher Art Schalk won 3 World Series rings with the Bronx Bombers. Prior to the big leagues, Schalk served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. Today, he was celebrated at his senior living community in Sonoma, California, with a Yankees-themed party. He says his secret to his longevity is, listen to this, 2 martinis every night. And at 100, he's still having a ball.
I'm having a good time. I'm still here. And I have a lot of wonderful memories of baseball. I love to play it. And they paid you for it.
Art Schalk, tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you enjoy tuning into the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news. And you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.